Welcome back to the Minnesota Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Mike Hastings, head coach of the Mavericks from Minnesota State, Mankato. Coach, obviously you haven't started record-wise the way that you want, but have you at least been playing well?
At times. I look at the series against UNO, and I thought they came out and buzzed us real well for the first period. And then after that, from that point on, I thought we played some pretty good hockey in Game 1. Got back to a 3-2 score. And then on Saturday, you know, we outshot them 40-18, and a lot of them were in real good spots. Give them credit, give their goaltender credit. Then the next weekend against St. Cloud, who I think is playing pretty good hockey, again on Friday, I thought that was a game that could have went either way. And then on Saturday, I thought they just they outskilled us a little bit, made a couple of plays. Not pretty ones, but ones that got across a goal line. The first one we knocked in, and the second one was a shot from the half wall that ended up hitting far pad, and Robbie Jackson was sitting there and knocked it home. So, you know, we've played well in spurts, but obviously not well enough.
How have your veterans done of keeping the spirits up in the locker room?
You know what? That's been pretty good. You know, there's two things the guys get to really dictate, and that's effort and attitude. And that's been pretty good. I think anytime you've done something before, you know, you look at a guy like Bryce Gervais, who had 27 a year ago, McClure, who had 15, Franklin, who had over 10 goals. And those guys, they've put the work in over the summer, and they've had their opportunities. They haven't gone in. Two games, I think McClure had 15 shots on net himself, so he had 10 one night and 5 the next and didn't go in, and you're looking at him and it's not effort, it's not attitude, it's getting a little bit of a break. And I'm a big believer you got to create your own breaks, so this is a spot that maybe some of these guys haven't been in before, and you've just got to fight through it.
You got a lot of freshmen on this roster. How have they adjusted?
I think that's still to be seen. Okay. You know, I think they haven't been intimidated by what we do as far as work and attitude and getting involved. And, you know, the one thing about freshmen is you just don't want them getting caught watching, right? Because the game's going by them, if that's it. You want them participating and being active in what's going on. And so I think it's really important that we continue to insert them into the lineup, give them opportunities, and the best experience you can have is going out and playing and competing. So they're going to continue to get the opportunities as long as the attitude and the effort's there.
You know Bemidji State very well, obviously rivals in state, but there have been some good games here over the last number of years. How can you see this rivalry even growing even better?
Well, I just, you know what, you've got two teams that are from the old WCHA that stayed in the league and in the new WCHA, and you know we're in the same state. You've got the Minnesota Cup. You've got them being our closest competitor and playing four times every single year. And then you've got really you can take it another step and even the history of the Stas. You got, you know, Todd Knott, who is a BSU alum. Tom Ceratori and myself worked together when we were at St. Cloud State. Consider him and his family friends. His daughter's going to, you know, Minnesota State. So there's a lot of little things that make it a big thing. And I think anytime you can have an in-state rivalry, I think it's good for both programs.
Well, and when you start histories of programs with Don Brose and R.H. Bob Peters, how can you go wrong?
You're right. And you know what? Those guys were the bricklayers. And, you know, it's still great. Last year, that last game that we played here, R.H. was here to say hello after the game. That man hasn't changed ever since I met him when I had an opportunity to come on a recruiting visit. He's been nothing but class, nothing but impressive. There's a reason his name's on the rink, on the sheet of ice. And Don Brose, I've really gotten an opportunity to get to know him in the last 3 years, going on four. And it's great when he comes down to the rink and just brings that sandpaper to the rink, because he doesn't like it when the Mavericks don't get things done, and he's invested. And those two guys started a very good thing, and Tommy and I are both fortunate to have the opportunity to be leading both programs.